Join me now in introducing our Dr. Leah McNeil with a one-minute health tip. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning, Pam and Rochelle.
How are you?
I love the. Wait till you hear this tip. Are you ready? I'm so excited for her to hear this tip.
I love how they all kind of come together just like they're supposed to.
Isn't this amazing how she's... Okay, go ahead. Tell us our tip.
Well, the tip is breakfast and the importance of breakfast.
Yes.
And you were just speaking of whole grain bread.
Yes.
That's a great thing to have for breakfast with, like, peanut butter.
Oh, that sounds good. We are going to have to go to the store.
Or other nut butters. And the main reason is we should eat ideally within the first hour of getting up.
Mm-hmm.
We are breaking our fast. That's why it's called breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And we need some protein. We don't just need caffeine and carbs. We need the protein in our body to calm the adrenals down and get the cortisol up. And I say calm the adrenals down because adrenaline starts to go up in the morning to release glucose. So if we don't eat breakfast, we have more adrenaline in our body. It can make us more nervous, more itchy, irritable.
Well, I'm actually packing Rochelle a
breakfast
packing?
Now. Oh, my gosh, she's
I'm
packing?
I'm going to pack her breakfast because I think by the time she wakes up and gets in here, it's probably an hour. So when she arrives, I'll hand her peanut butter.
There you go, your whole grain bread.
I think this is so brilliant. We've been hearing this, Dr. Leah, for so long, and you just, that's so simple. Have a piece of
whole grain. Well, can we have eggs? Are eggs good?
Eggs are a great protein. You know, some people even have chicken or meat in the morning, and it's just having a good protein.
Now, I have to throw this in because we had a guest on who talked about eating fruit in the morning and how much fruit today, like an orange, has 8% protein, you know, and so how do you feel about that?
Well, when they say 8% protein, is that, I don't know if that's based on the RDA or if that's...
I mean, based on what she told me.
The thing about fruit, though, is, I mean, it's wonderful to have fruit. We need our good fruits and vegetables. Some people, though, in the morning, it's like having that fruit right away will shoot up their blood sugar, which if... And I'm saying this if you're just having fruit.
Okay. Right.
If you're having fruit with protein, that's better. Sometimes, though, you can have gas with that combination, but just fruit in the morning probably isn't enough. There's a little bit of protein. I'm not sure there's enough, though.
Okay. Well, this is good information.
Eat like a king in the morning.
That's right. King like a king in the morning.
A prince at noon and a pauper at night.
There you go. That's it.
That was my first tip I gave you guys.
I think so. And I think that we have to stand to that. I think it's very important.
Yes.
Well, I know that we've heard over and over again, and I appreciate this tip, that if we eat breakfast, according to realage.com, we'll gain like 8 years of life by eating breakfast. We'll live longer. So thank you. Give out your information, Dr. Leah.
I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have
a great day. Thanks, Dr. Leah. You too.